right. I want to share with you the sermon today. I continue in the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter what now? 13. Guy, don't be bored of this. You know, I know some of you read this many times. But the thing is, it's so important that Paul doesn't get the whole chapter talking about love. Okay? And all this summary is about love. You know, because the world don't know how to act of love. The world don't know how to treat people with love. And so Paul have to write all this down, pen it down by the Holy Spirit. It's so important you and I need to know. Because Jesus' statement to his disciple, if you love one another, they will know you are my what? Disciples. And so he emphasized love so many times, but he don't have time to portray in detail. And so he said, Paul, you better write this down because the Ammonite church need to study about this. Okay, and that's what we can study about this. All right? 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 4. We did talk about love, suffer long, and is kind. We did, last time, we talked about love does not envy. And today we're talking about love does not parade itself, is not puff up. And so I summarize this as the love does not boast, take pride. And that is what we're going to focus on. That's what we're going to focus on. I have a story to start with the sermon. I read somewhere this story about the two duck and a frog play each other in a pond. They play together in the pond. They have fun with it, with the water. You know, they enjoy water. Just like you and I in the hot summer enjoy it. But somehow the summer is so hot and the pond starts to dry up. And there's not enough water for them to play. And the two ducks talk to each other, you know what? Let's find another pond to play. And the frog say, how do I get to another pond? You know, if you guys go and I don't have a place to play, no friend to play with. And so the two ducks and the frog talk about, define a way, how can we move to another pond? And the frog just thought about a good idea. You know what? If you two duck, you fly to another pond, instead of fly by yourself, you just put a twist. Is that called a piece of, what is it? Twig? Twig. You grab two end, okay, and you fly with that, and the frog will just bite on the twig, and you carry the frog. And the two ducks say, wow, that's a good idea. We can carry the frog this way. Okay? And so that's what they did. They find a pond somewhere, and they're going to do that. The two ducks hold two end of the twig, and they bill, and now the frog bite on it, and now they fly. Now they fly across the middle where the farmer saw that. Wow, what amazing! How did they come up with this idea? And they call, "Hey, you guy, who come up with this great idea that you can fly and carry the frog over?" Guess what? The frog opened his mouth. I do. I come up with that idea. So you know the rest of the story. So you boastful about it, you get the consequence. My friend, that's happening to many of our life, believe it or not. And there's many consequences happening in our life and we don't know why it's happened. Why do we boast about how much we have done? Maybe how many books do you sell? How many doors you knock on? How good grade you make? What company are you enter in? How much money you make? All those things that come to our life daily, every single day. Matter of fact, when I do a resume, I probably boast a little bit to get a position. You see, we get into this society, we start doing that without see is problem. Now the Bible says love does not boast or take pride. Is that right? Can a little bit pride or boast be fine? No. The Bible says no. No, nothing. You cannot boast anything you have. Now, why are we start getting to doing that? Because we want a job. We want a good grade. We want our friend will look upon us how well we done in life, you see, we start to think about I. We start to think, how can I be a number one? How many people are watching the Olympics just passed? They always look at who able to win the gold medal. Silver, bronze, forget it. Don't even show. Just win the gold medal. And if you got a more gold medal, your name will be up there and some agency will call you to get on advertisement. And if you got a silver, go forget it. No one will talk to you. And so we focus on that. You've got to be a number one. And so that ingrained in our mind and our heart, we have to be a number one in everything in life. Now, you might say, there's no problem. I'm telling you, there's a problem behind it. Because people want to be number one so bad, they will give up their dignity. They will do anything. They will lie. They will cheat. They will do anything to be number one. Am I right? Even in Hollywood, they want to be number one. They do anything. And so, my friend, that thing is ingrained in our heart. The belief or not is killing us. Now, you have not seen consequences, but you got to realize there are consequences in everything in life. You can be the big hit movie star. You'd be really lonely. You don't know what else to do in life. You have no place, nothing else to conquer. The best movie you have done, the best song you have composed, nothing else, just like Napoleon. No other place for me to conquer. Might as well just drink, get drunk, and die. Some of these musicians, some of these movie stars, they couldn't do anything else. They start to do something into drug, sex, everything, and they just go downhill. My friend, there's consequence when we start to boast, even small things. Small things start getting bigger and bigger, and we start to enter a problem that will never end. Right? Never end. Because you don't want to be embarrassed to say to other people, you know what, I just lost. I just lost in this stock market. I just lost my home. I didn't make a straight A. We don't want to talk about it. We want to keep always number one. And so we live in a life that we need to compare ourselves. We have to be better. We have to be good. My friend, you don't have to be number one in everything. God love the way you are. God love the way you are. God want you to do your best. That's all. Okay? Don't let the world conduct your life, more your moral thinking. Don't let the world doing that. And this is one of the things that the world is doing that. Let's look at a couple Bible texts. What the Bible say about when you have pride in your heart. The first text I want you to turn with me is Proverbs chapter 13, verse 10. Proverbs chapter 13, verse 10. Proverbs chapter 13, verse 10. And here you see the consequence of people who have pride. Chapter 13, verse 10 in the book Proverbs. By pride come only contention. By pride comes only contention. This means you start to contend. You start to argue. You start to be different with others. You know, when you have pride, you start to argue with your friend. You know, I'm a little better with you in this. Guess what? You just inject argument. You know what? I just bought a better house than you do. Guess what? You start to argue. You know what? I just got promoted. Well, two friends have same level and one got promoted. Guess what? Suddenly, no more friend. Suddenly, you become my boss now. You start telling me what to do. Right? You understand? Start problem. So when pride coming in, there's contention between friendship, between husband and wife, between colleagues. That's pride. Another Bible text, chapter 11, verse 2. Go back to another previous chapter. Chapter 11, verse 2. When pride come, then come shame. shame. That's weird. If you pride of something, the Bible say you become shameful. Why? Because people look at you differently. Man, I thought he's a good friend. He's not so good. They probably criticize you. They probably look at you different. And you probably feel lonely. You say, you know what? How come I get promoted? How come I get straight A? And here I lose all my friends. Sometimes we have to look back because maybe everything we say, everything we did is with pride. Chapter 13, 16, verse 18. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 18. I just pulled this view Bible text. Chapter 16, verse 18 of the book Proverbs. Pride goes before what? Destruction. Now, how in the world that the Bible say if you have pride, eventually you will be destroyed? This is what the Bible say. And it's true. A lot of time we take so much pride, we want to be better, we want to be number one, and we be boastful about it. Guess what? You might lose everything in 1 second. You know about the real estate market, right? Oh, I got everything. I have so much. Guess what? In one night, it's changed. Oh, my, I got a CEO in this company. I'm able to make it. Guess what? Next thing, you got lost a job. Can CEO go to fire? Some of you are not working in company. Can a CEO get fired? Yeah. So don't you think that you make it the top of the world, that you can stay there forever? You see, pride go before destruction. If you want to be self-destruct, just exercise pride. And you will see. Will happen everywhere. It doesn't matter in school or work or in society. It's happen everywhere. You know, sad thing when election come, I hate to see the debate. You know, why I hate about it? Because people start put down each other. So how can a president start putting down to some of the citizens? It's terrible. And that's what bring up to a people, humans, you know, they want to, if you push someone down, showing that you are better. That's why I hate to watch those kind of debate. I want to focus on something good, develop something wonderful, instead of put someone down, find anything in someone's life, either in the past or even when they were just born, find anything and put them down so you make you feel good. God does not like that. Because when you do that, you become boastful. You want to take pride of yourself. God say no. God say no. During the battle of in the wilderness in the Civil War, and the Union General John Slocum, and he expecting to bring his troop across the line. And he say, other troop cannot shoot us. We's too far. And other soldiers, you know, General, don't walk around. It's dangerous. They might shoot at you. They might shoot you. And say, no way. They even couldn't shoot an elephant. It's no way. It's too far. And so he stood up and walked around. Guess what? Boom, he got shot. Well, that story teaches a lesson. Think that, hey, you don't think other people can do. You think you are better. Guess what? You will get shot down. You will be destroyed if you think you are better than everyone. You see, that is a consequence of pride. So that teaches a very important lesson. What about the Titanic? Before they took off, they said, no one can sink the ship, even God. The night of April 14, guess what? Boom, the ship go down. That's what people today, I'm asking you, are we on the same boat? Do we have pride in our heart? Are we boastful what we have? Our talent, our asset. God wants to teach us a lesson today. And we need to understand this very key text. And we need to ask God to help us. Now, where is this coming from? Is it developed within each one of you and I? I'm telling you, it's from Satan himself. Satan, remember there's a battle between good and evil in heaven? And what did Satan do? What did Satan do? He said, I can do this. I can be just like God. That's mean he boastful about his work. He let all the other angels know, you know what? I'm the same as good as God. And so war broke out in heaven, and he got thrown out in heaven. Did you think he learned the lesson? Most people do not learn the lesson. And hopefully we learn from Satan's experience that we need to learn the lesson today. Let's look in the book of Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 14, the very well-known chapter when we talk about the root of Lucifer. Isaiah chapter 14, starting verse 12. How you are falling from heaven, talk about, allude to Lucifer. O Lucifer, son of the morning, how you are cut down to the ground, and you who weaken the nation. That means he got cut down. He got thrown out of heaven. And he haven't learned his lesson. Verse 13. For you have said in your heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will also sit in the mount of the congregation on the far side of the north. I will ascend above the height of the cloud. I will be like the Most High. You see, all this, the two verses, I. He have an eye problem. And most of the people today have an eye problem. Everything we've done, everything we do today is sign. We can do all that. Because we don't want to face into our friends. You know what? I'm kind of weak in this area. I can do it. A lot of people don't want to say that. A lot of people hide their weaknesses. You know what? Especially in the Asian family. Don't we ever go tell to anyone else we have weaknesses in our family. You heard about that? Don't tell anyone. It's happened all over the place. And that's why we keep hiding ourselves. And we put ourselves down. You know, we're so weak, but we have to show other people that we are good. And so that's what Lucifer did. But verse 15 says, yet you shall be brought down to Sheol, to the lowest depth of the pit. And so this is a lesson we need to learn from Lucifer, that if he boastful and he be pride, he will throw down. He will be destruct, self-destruct. And so this is what's helping us, very important. And so very beginning of God creation, he's entered this world, and the best thing to take the human away from God is to give them a piece of virus to be boastful of everything you do. And so that's what happened going on years and years in humanity. And that's what happened to us today. Every one of you, including myself, we have something in our heart we boast about. And so God said today we need to find a to cut it out, to take it out of our soul. We need to do that because or else we'll be destroyed. Look at another story we see. Turn with me in the 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. What's the Bible say about this? Lest been puffed up with pride. This means if you puff up with pride, he fall into the same condemnation as who? As the devil. You have that text right there? It says, if we have pride, 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 6. Did I say that? Oh, 6, sorry. 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 6. Lest been puffed up with pride, he fall into the same condemnation as the devil. If we boast, we will fall in the same condemnation as the devil himself. So God does not like that. And that's why Lucifer fell. My friend, don't take that simple. Don't take it easy. Because every one of us, we have that. We need to guard our soul for that. Think about the story of Nebuchadnezzar. What happened? Nebuchadnezzar chapter 4. Turn with me. Daniel chapter 4. Sorry. Ahead of myself. Daniel chapter 4. Daniel chapter 4 here talking about King Nebuchadnezzar. He walked around his kingdom and he built this great kingdom. I mean, we don't have time to go into how big is a tower of a Babylonian. They built a wonderful tower and he sees wonderful. There's nothing compared to Babylonian kingdom. He built all this by himself. He can live into it. He can take refuge in the wall of a Babylon city for 20 years without go out. The water's there. They can grow. They can everything there. Okay, amazing. You can have a cannon shoot through the wall. It's so thick. You can have a bow and arrow shoot up because it's so high. That's how big it is. And so this is what he point out. Daniel chapter 4, verse 13. The king spoke, saying, "Is it not this great Babylon that I have built for a royal dwelling by my mighty power?" Yeah, it's me. And for the honor of my majesty, he go out and he glorify all that. Remember this story, Jesus tried to teach him a lesson, but he don't remember. Again, I couldn't believe it. Daniel chapter 4, starting verse 30. 13, verse 30. Okay, this is a story about God give him a dream, and Daniel explained the dream that you will be the one who will cut down if you don't humble yourself. And he remembered the story, but a year go by, he forgot about it. He forgot about 12 months go by, 1 year. He forgot about the dream. He stand up in front of everyone. He boasts for a bow. The king spoke, "Is it not this great Babylon that I built for my dwelling and honor of my majesty?" He glorified himself all that. Verse 31, while the word was still in the king's mouth, a voice fell from heaven, "King Nebuchadnezzar, to you it is spoken, the kingdom has departed from you." Guess what? He lost his kingdom. The greatest kingdom ever. And he lost the whole thing. God have changed him and he cannot be the kingdom. He could throw out just like a beast on the field. But God say, if you repent after 7 years, this kingdom will return to you. Now this give us a lesson. If we repent, we will not lose everything we have. Matter of fact, we gain more. If we don't repent today, we will lose your home, your job, your degree, your grade, your friend, your family. You lose everything. But if you repent, you will gain everything you have and more. Do you see the lesson right here? It's so important. We need to learn from Nebuchadnezzar. It took him 7 years to learn. Now, how many years you want to learn? But I mean, not even one day. I don't want to lose everything. So many people, they don't learn the lesson. They couldn't stand it even 1 year or 2 year or 3 year. They commit suicide because they thought they lost everything. God said, "You don't have to lose anything. I still reserve that to you only when you repent." My friend, if we boastful and take pride what we have by our own hand that we develop or created, we will lose everything. That is a promise from God. I don't know when in your life. I don't know when. But I hold upon his promise. He say that, he will do that. Okay, and he really mean that. And I don't want to go to life and struggle. All this struggle. And there's some point in my life, I'm boastful about it. I can be an engineer. I can enter AT&T Bell Laboratory. No one can enter. I mean, hardly anyone can enter AT&T Bell Laboratory. I don't know if you know that. It's hard to enter AT&T Bell Laboratory back then because they would send you to go to get your master's degree, PhD for free. I mean, they pay you to go get the degree. When I boastful about it, I say, I can do that. I share with my friend. I went to, Denver University, University of Denver, I believe, and applied to be a teacher there, and I taught a math course there. And so I feel pride. I'm 25 years old, professor in university, and work in Bell Laboratory. Guess what? 6 years, 6 months later, God took it all away. Man, I learned that great lesson. That's the problem. When you think you are top of the world, you have everything going your way, you boastful about it, God will take everything away. I lost my home, my job. I have to say goodbye to Denver and go to California. That's what happened. It's hard experience you and I have to go through. It's better to learn now. Ask God, help me to repent. Now, how do we do this? It's easy to talk about it. It's easy to hear someone else experience, but how are we going to exercise this? Turn with me in the last Bible text here, Matthew chapter 23, verse 12. A simple one, but I'm sure it's hard to exercise it. Only the power of God can help us. Matthew chapter 23, verse 12. Matthew chapter 23, verse 12. And whoever exalts himself will be abased, and who will humble himself will be exalted. Now, in summarize this, if you humble yourself, God will uplift you up. But if you want to see, hey, I'm number one, I'm boastful about it, God just push you down. Which part of the scale will you want to be? Just keep your mouth shut. Don't say anything, and God will elevate you up. But if you have a wonderful lips and want to talk about it, boastful about it, you're on the other side of the scale, he's going to push you down. That's what the Bible text say. This is very clear. If you humble yourself, you will be exalted. This means don't share other people that how much you have, how much you gain. That's what we do. You don't have to share with people how much you gain or how smart you are. Let other people say that. Let God exalt you. And so what does that teach you the lesson? When someone says, wow, I couldn't believe you can get straight A, what will you say? Oh, yeah, thank you. I did all that. No. You go, you know what? Because God, he gave me wisdom. He gave me energy to study. I can get this grade. You can do likewise. Humble yourself. Give God the glory. Uplift your friend. Let them be the one who exalt you. So how do you do that? You continually give God the glory that he bless you. Continue. The day that you stop doing that, just like King Nebuchadnezzar, remember? In chapter 1, he gave God the glory. Then later on he said, no, didn't I build this? Well, God took it away. Chapter 2, same thing. He built that thing, God took it away. Chapter 3, same thing. Every single beginning of the chapter, he glorified himself. The end of the chapter, he glorified God. That's what we need to learn from the lesson. We need to glorify God every single minute, every single day that you are accomplished something, give God the glory. And also your friend too. If your friend done something to you, for you, you say, you know what? Because he have helped me in my math class. Oh, because he speaks something good for me, that's why I got a job. Don't ever exalt yourself that you're the one who have done it. A simple text to end of this, to be take away this boastfulness or prideful away from your life is what? Is to be humble. The best thing, if you don't know what to say, is don't say it. When someone says, wow, Pastor Van, that's a good sermon today. What should I say? Praise God. Well, thank you. I didn't even know it. Thank you. Please pray for me. We need to do that constantly. Am I right? You have to do constantly. Because Satan are waiting for you at the doorstep. He want to give you pride. Boastful. Be good. Why not? And that's what we need to do every single day and practice that. Practice that. Practice that. In the summer of 1986, there's two ships called Black Sea in the coast of Germany. I mean, on the coast of Russia. They collide, and most people die in that shipwreck. They couldn't figure out why. I mean, is it visible? What happened? And so they sent an investigator to come out and analyze why the ship collide each other. They look at all the engine, all the radar system. Nothing, no problem, no technical problem, no malfunction. Everything's fine. On that particular day, there's no fog. Everything is clear, visible. The two ships just collide. They find out the two ships, when they come together, they say, you know what? You just move on the side. Let me go through. Other ships say likewise. They decide not to give up their course. They don't want to. They say, no, I'm better. I have high ranking. They don't move. And they keep coming closer and closer. They thought if I'm close enough, other guy will give up and they will move, right? No, they go so close, they couldn't even turn around. They collide so hard. And many passengers died. That's a lesson for us. Sometimes we so pride, we want to be better than someone else. Well, you don't want to give in. You say, oh, that's okay, you are better than me. Sometimes we don't do that. And we will face destruction. We will face problem. Today, let's live as God teaches. Love does not boast. It's okay. If someone say you they are better than you, it's fine. Praise God that God gives you the talent. But never, never take pride and say, I'm better than someone else. My friend, learn from Jesus' example. Jesus, every single minute of his ministry, he said, you know what? I'm a God of universe. I can do this miracle. I could have done this. I would call thousands of angels come in and kill all these Roman soldiers. He could have done all that. But when people question him, people challenge him, what did he say? He said nothing. He are so humble and said nothing. My friend, I learned that from Jesus Christ. Whatever challenges do you have, whatever temptation you have that Satan tried to tell you, you need to be boastful about it. You need to do this. You need to argue with other people that you are better. No. Learn from Jesus. Say nothing. It's okay. It doesn't matter if people are better than I am. It doesn't matter if I'm doing better, but no one noticed. Right? Maybe you are valedictorian, but no one noticed. It's okay. Why do we need to other people notice? As long as God notices, it'll be fine. That's a very important lesson, my friend. And I pray that each one of us will learn today's message and cut yourself when you boastful about something you have done. Stop. Ask God to take all over your life. Because if you don't, it's getting worse. And worse and worse. And one of these days, you don't feel like there's anything wrong with it. Can we do this week? Love does not what? Boast. Love does not boast. And that's what true love is all about. May God bless you.